Hey, if you're not a VIP, you need to sign up today at HeidiandFrank.com. You get everything. You get to hear the whole show. You get Heidi and Frank on demand on all your devices. And this next interview we did with Greg Grunberg.
Grunny!
I know, the Grunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a history together, me and Greg. And then I didn't...
walked in and I didn't know that he was like, hey, man, how you doing? And I thought, wait,
our sons played baseball together.
Okay.
But I think that's even before I revealed I even had a son.
Yeah.
And so when he came in, I was like, dude, I know how we know each other, but
there was...
nobody knows I have a son.
Right.
He's like, what? All right. On the air. So like he was like confused, but he's super hilarious and one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet. And he does a lot of good work for charities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So this is like a 23-minute interview that we had with him.
He was here for like an hour and a half, Frank.
Yeah,
he was hilarious.
There's a lot more to it. That's why you want to become a VIP so you can get every possible part of the show you can get. But yeah, we had a good time with Greg Grunberg.
Learned all about Yowza, his app that he
Yowza.
Created.
Yowza's badass.
It really is. I've downloaded it on my phone, and wherever I am, little things pop up, like discounts and stuff. He's a great guy.
As you're listening to this part of HF24 with Greg Grunberg, go download his app, Yowza, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here he is.
Now, back to the Heidi and Frank Show on the Toad Hop Network. Toad Hop Network.
Welcome back to the Heidi and Frank Show, 888-520-HF-SHOW. Coming up at 11 o'clock, it is Friday, so you know it's stay or go. And I got a special guest coming in today, be our guest judge, old Greg Grunberg, coming in.
This is pretty awesome.
You know Greg, he played
in everything.
Detective Matt Parkman on Heroes.
Yep.
He was on Alias.
Mm-hmm. Love that show.
That hot chick. What was her name?
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner, yeah.
That was a great show.
And he was on Felicity with that hot chick. Felicity was like, oh, I'm back. I watched that show.
For her, Kara Russell.
I didn't even know Greg was on that show because I just looked at her the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, any characters walked on screen, I didn't even look over see him. I'm like, there's Felicity.
Mm.
It's kind of weird because, she's supposed to be, what, in college? But when that show was out.
It might have been a high school, then into college thing.
No. Felicity was like, she wasn't a high school chick. She was
Frank.
She was a college freshman. But what was I? I might be like really perving myself out right now. Greg will know.
We'll ask him.
Like what that
and
actually
what year
happened.
That was.
Is he here?
Yeah.
Bring him on in.
Oh.
Get him in here. Come on, Ian. Jesus Christ, we got a guest waiting out there. You need to open the strawberries for him? Come on, we got Sherry's berries out there, and they're still in the box.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Greg in here. I got a question about Felicity.
You want to find out how weird you are?
Great. Felicity questions. This is my favorite. I'm going on the interview.
Yeah. I've done this, and this since then.
Nice to meet you, Greg. So what's Felicity like?
You know what? I'm sure he gets it all the time.
You sure he gets it all the time?
Was Kara Russell as pretty in person as you know, she was on TV?
Oh! What's up, man?
Look at
How
you.
How you doing? Grab some headphones. Sit down. There you go. Good stuff.
How are you?
Good.
What's up, man?
Turn his mic on, man. I can't hear him there yet. All right.
Yo.
Good to see
you. You guys are real people. I like watching you on the computer in these little boxes.
Yeah, well,
we're
you know.
Real like people. I mean, we watch you on TV all the time. Like Heidi said, you are on
everywhere.
Everything.
You're that guy that's on everywhere.
I've been really lucky. I hope no one ever knows my name and they just keep hiring me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's the perfect life.
Exactly.
But you seem like one of those guys that you would be like in a grocery store or something and people were like, I know that guy. Did I work with him? My friend date him. Why do I know? I know him.
Yeah. Well, you guys probably get the same thing. It's like people go, wait a minute. I mean, obviously they live with you, so it's got to be different. They know exactly who you are. For me, they say, like someone will say, do we go to church together? And I say, no.
Right.
Do we go to high school together? I'm like, no. And then I have to come out with it and I go, I'm an actor. And then they go, no. And I'm like, oh, come on. That is the worst. Trust me, okay?
Yeah, we were talking about some stuff that you've been on, from everything from Heroes to Alias to Felicity, and I was saying how I watched that show for Felicity. I didn't even know you were on the show.
Really?
I mean, other characters would come in, and I didn't even look over to see what they look like. I was like, there's Felicity. But then I was thinking, I was perving myself out because that she was a freshman in college. That was the whole story about that?
Yeah. So she...
Okay,
and
college.
The show kicked off. You were right. The show kicked off with her following a guy to New York. And she got offers to go to other schools, but she was like, I'm going to go to New York because I want to chase this guy. And it was Scott Speedman. So she did that. And then there was Scott Foley. We're all still friends. It's weird. No, it's not weird. But anyway.
Well, because usually work friends are like, oh, we're friends for a little while. Then the season ended, and then you're like, I'm on to my new work friends and all that. But you guys still
hang. Yeah, we're still friends. Amanda Foreman, who played this Wiccan character that I actually got hooked up with and got married. You know, we got married on the show. I mean, we were all really good friends. Yeah, they're all great people. But that was the story, was that she...
But I think I might have been too old at the time to be, like, watching Felicity and saying, I was watching Felicity.
And I think she's hot.
I loved Carrie Underwood. No, Carrie Russell. I'm detoxing, man. I'm detoxing.
I get it. Yeah. Hey, I've worked recently with Jennifer Love Hewitt. And so the two of us did this scene in an airplane bathroom together where, you know, we were going to join the Mile High Club and the whole thing. Right? So
you have an awful life.
It's terrible. It's really bad.
It's just really heinous.
It's someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, when we were shooting, I was thinking, you know, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Okay, so she's always been hot, sexy. And then you think, oh, my God, she was 12 the first time we met her.
Yeah, party
on TV.
Of five, right?
Yeah.
Party of five.
Her boobs were that size. Well, you know what I mean? It's like, what?
Yeah.
You know, she's always – it's weird. And then you start thinking, how much of a perv am I? That I was excited about seeing this, you know.
Actually, to be more pervy than that, I thought the younger chick on that Party of Five was hot.
Lacey Chabert.
Lacey Chabert at the time. You met her when she was 7.
And she sounds like this. Lacey
Chabert
sounds like this. Exactly.
I don't know if she's still there. I'm like, my God, I'm so sick.
Yeah, I don't know if she's still there, but she sounds like this.
What happened to her? Where's she?
I don't know. What happened to Lacey Chabert?
Why do you know her name? That's
really
crazy.
I have a weird –
she can do that.
I'm like savant-y.
Are you really?
A little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. It's weird. I'm good with remembering names, but I don't know anything else about her.
Yeah.
I just know her voice, and I think that's why I remembered her name, because I like to talk with her.
Character names I get.
Yeah.
But like, I can't remember actors' names.
Really? What do you do if you see somebody that you know, but you can't remember their name? Are you like a, hey you? What's up,
man?
And do you ever say to your wife, introduce yourself, because I can't remember that guy's
name. Well, I always
just
do that.
Go, hey, I'm such a...
Yeah. I'll get distracted. Like, I'll walk up and I'll go, hey! You guys know each other, right? And I'm over here. You know, Elizabeth's like, "Hi, how are you?" I'm sorry, I can't help it. I just hate it because we work with so many people. You know, I've been really lucky, and even if I am, like, I go between gigs, so. You know, you work on something, even like a movie, and everybody's like, "Oh, we're a family."
Yeah, for 3 months, and then you're like, you see them in Ralph's, and you're going,
"Yeah." And then we're like, "We're wrapped," and it's like, "All right, guys,
on to the next."
Greg Grunberg hanging out with us. I mean, when you say it, you're lucky, I mean, is it really luck? I mean, I saw that you went to kindergarten with J.J. Abrams.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just kind of lucky that you just happened to be in kindergarten class with this guy, and you've been in most of the stuff he's done, right? You were in Lost.
I was in Lost. I was the pilot of the plane in Lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Felicity was his. And Alias was his. You know. I mean, I want to think of myself
then
as the
greatest actor
on the planet.
Then now you're out the island of Alcatraz.
Yeah. No.
You haven't been on that yet, right?
I left the nest and did Heroes, which ended up being the biggest thing that I ever did. But he is the greatest guy in the world. Forget who he is. Forget what he does and how successful he is. He's my best friend. And
wow.
From kindergarten.
Man,
that
from
is awesome.
Yeah.
So
and
you knew J.J. Abrams when he occasionally peed his pants.
Not occasionally.
Oh.
All the time.
Oh,
and now
really?
He wears a bag, so no one knows. No, but he – look, in my position, he's the one doing the hiring, not me. So I'm lucky that he's wanted to work with me, not vice versa.
Yeah.
I mean, I consider myself – I hope that I do a good job acting. But, you know, acting is – you got to hit it. I'm doing a new show for CBS right now, Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, what's going on? I don't even want to tell anybody because – the chance of a pilot getting picked up.
Oh.
Who knows? Amazing people involved, but it's a
pilot. I'm glad you're confident in the stuff you're doing right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's ever going to get picked up.
Yeah. But it is.
I don't really want to tell anybody about it.
It is so weird. Like in Hollywood, everybody's so excited about it, and then you feel like, oh, it's really going to go, and everyone's like, oh my God, it's amazing. And
can you give
like,
us a hint? Pilot's like top secret.
Well, no. I mean, they announced it. It's called Oh Fuck It's You for CBS.
Hmm.
The title will change.
It's a working title.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to get picked up.
Joanna Garcia Swisher, do you know who she is? She's married to Nick Swisher from the Yankees.
Okay.
But she is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Greenberg, who was on a bunch of shows, October Road and Making It in America on HBO. But anyway, they play, and I play her. It's a workplace comedy, but it's the characters are amazing and great people involved. Greg Malins, Greg Berlanti, these guys that are huge showrunners, very successful. So it's got the pedigree behind it, you know. And then of course,
hello, I mean
the golden boy.
Exactly. Right. I'll see you in 8 years on the air, my friend.
See you in syndication.
Right. Make sure my address is right for the residuals. who knows? I'm just happy I'm working.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're also like, I guess, huge on Twitter. You got like 1.5 million Twitter followers.
Yeah, I'm an early adopter.
Do you do it all the time? I mean, as far as being successful on Twitter, I mean, you got that many people following. It's like, do you say good morning? I mean, are you there all the time?
Look at the grilled cheese I'm eating. No, I don't do that.
Well, what do you do to keep your Twitter followers interested?
I have, you know, a band with other actors, all for charity.
Band from TV.
Band from TV. I have a foundation for epilepsy that I do. I have my, you know, career and stuff like that. I retweeted. You guys were nice enough to announce that I'm going to be on the show.
Oh, thank you.
So I retweeted out to 1.5 million people.
That's you. Right. Yeah,
I'm glad
that's
somebody
how you do
does
it.
That.
Yeah.
We've been, like, telling our audience. It's like, hey, you know, tell somebody about us.
Yeah.
You know, let's spread the word. But
everybody
I think our audience
knows about you guys.
I think our audience feels like this is Fight Club. And they don't tell
anybody
about it.
It is very sort of like we don't want to share because we want it to be ours. You know when you have like a favorite restaurant and you like I kind of don't want to tell people about it because then when I want to go it's like packed and I can't get in.
Yeah,
I think that's sort of.
But the owner of the restaurant's like, go tell your friends I want to be successful and like no, I want to have a table every time I come in.
Yeah. Yogi Berra has an amazing quote that my son who plays baseball loves Yogi Berra and he's like Yogi Berra once said, oh, don't go to that restaurant. It's so crowded, no one ever goes there. You're like, wait a minute.
Well, it's got great ones.
It's a great quote. But no, I know exactly what you're saying. And so anyway, I tweet about that. This morning, last night I was watching, you know, March Madness, the beginning, the Sweet 16, and I was like, you know what? Fat Charles Barkley was much funnier. Just so much funnier. He's so self-aware now, and I love him. I know him.
Yeah.
He knows me.
Really?
Let's put it that way. Yes. I saw him in Atlanta. He's such a great guy, so, you know, just friendly and fun. He saw me and he was like, Grunny! He gave me a big hug. I had met him.
Is that what people in the know call you, Grunny?
Yeah, Grunny. Don't call me Greg. No, Grunny.
Grunny. So if I do see out randomly at a restaurant or a Trader Joe's, I can go, Grunny.
Grunny!
Grunny!
Yeah.
All right, I will.
But don't do what somebody did at a Clipper game who went to high school with me. They went, Grubby!
Oh.
From way across.
Grubby.
Get it right.
At least scream the right thing.
Grubby. Exactly. I was like,
so skinny Charles Barkley thinks he's hot now.
Maybe. I was the Weight Watchers guy for a while. I don't know if you guys know that.
I didn't know that.
I was the Weight Watchers guy. It's exactly why the campaign didn't work.
But it does work.
It works.
Yeah.
Trust me.
You got to follow the program, Grunny.
Yeah. But look, seriously.
You got to count your points.
No. I didn't do the points.
It was
a whole other thing that you can do.
You have a whole other thing besides the point thing?
Yeah. I was like, I'm not counting points. No, I actually
that's about 50.
Exactly.
That's about 50.
I don't know why this isn't working.
No, I thought they caught Charles Barkley like between breaks and he had the headphones on, they're recording it. They used to talk about Weight Watchers and how it was all bullshit. And that's maybe that's why he's like really aware of himself now because it was like he was.
I didn't hear about that.
That they're saying that's like the scandal now that he's like, yeah, I'm not eating the food. They're just paying me. It's all bullshit.
Well, I don't know. Whatever he's doing is working.
Yeah.
So he looks great. I did it, and they assign you somebody, and you know you don't get that. When you go to Weight Watchers, you have to check. You go to a meeting, and there's an accountability, and it's like—
Somebody comes to your house and checks you?
No, I just had somebody that I could call.
You're
all
like,
the time.
Hey, man, I feel like— yeah.
Exactly. I'm in the middle of a ding-dong crisis. Please talk me off this ledge. That's basically what it was.
That's going to be the greatest drop ever from Grunny on our show.
I'm in the middle of a ding-dong crisis. and then I've got Yowza. Can I just to the camera? Come on. Right there, baby.
Your commercial for that is hilarious.
Thank you. It's a spoof.
I spent a minute and 46 seconds looking for your balls. No, I did.
Thank you.
I did. When your little tie was there, I was going,
Well, the video that we're talking about, it's up at HeidiandFrank.com.
You want to see my balls? I'll show you my balls. Anyway, go ahead.
The video, we posted it at HeidiandFrank.com. It's in the main slider. So if you know you're on the website, you can go watch the spoof. It's of Dollar Razor.
Dollar Shave Club.
This
guy, the CEO, it's a startup and where you, for $1 a month, he sends you razors.
Yeah.
So you don't have to ever go buy razors or whatever. Razors in the mail.
Yeah.
My kids go get the mail. I don't want them cutting themselves. But anyway, it's a really good idea. And the CEO is very good on camera, whatever. Anyway, it went viral in 2 days, over 3 million hits. I was like, what? So we were looking for something to do, that I was looking for something to do funny. So I spoofed it, and I sent it up in a huge way. And in the first 10 seconds, I stand up, and I'm not wearing any pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we used the Mosaic
You have
software.
My attention. What is this possibly about? All right,
and it gets the message across because Yowza, if you don't know, is this and I'm going to plug now.
Plug it, plug it.
Yowza is a free app that I co-created, and it's amazing. It's for the Droid, for the iPhone. It's simple. You don't have to prepay. You don't have to become the mayor. You don't have to check in. You hit Yowza. All the coupons from restaurants and stores right around you come up. You show it to the server. You show it to the clerk at the counter. If there's a barcode on it, they scan it, and you save money. That's it.
No paper.
No paper, but no Groupon, like, I've got to buy it and remember to bring it in. You don't have to clip it and remember
it's just on your phone.
Yes.
Right there.
Yowza.
And then doesn't
it
tracks where you are. So if you're walking by this, like, Sporting Goods, and it'd be like, okay, you know, it'll alert you that
you can opt in for that.
Yeah, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, in the area, what can I do? And it's like, oh, there's a sporting goods store a block away, and you're going to get 50% off coupon right here.
Go and get some running shoes or something.
Beep, beep.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then the small businesses can put stuff up so that when the person walks by, and then if they don't want to, they can take that down. It instantly propagates in millions of phones, and there's tens of thousands of locations
Genius.
Across the country. It's
and
great.
So this idea came to you. We were out, and you were like, you know what we need?
I was at Bed Bath & Beyond. And you don't shop there without this
20% yeah. that you get in the mail. That's how they get you, because you go in and go, yeah. I'm going to buy a bunch of stuff I don't need.
Right. But it's also a brick of a coupon. It's like a big, hard cardboard thing. Anyway, I have three boys, and I forgot it in the car. And I was too lazy to go back to the car and get it.
Right. So you're like, I had it.
Hello, right on my phone. And I met this great guy, August Trometer, who's a genius, and he had a few apps, and boom, it was. And now 2 years later, we have all these people using it, and you can go to getyowza.com and check it out, or just download it right there on your phone.
And it's a free app.
It's free.
So I've always wondered that. Like, how do you or your co-creator, how do you make money from that?
We don't.
They're just good guys. They're just hell of a guy.
Just
people.
Nice guys. Because there are ads on there? Or
yeah,
you can opt in for stuff, right?
Yeah. No, businesses pay like $89 a month.
To be on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for $89, you can list 3 offers, change them all the time, a month, per location. I mean, that's nothing. I had a frozen yogurt store. It used to cost me $300 to put an ad in the LA Times, and I didn't know who was going to see it or whatever. Yeah. This is always in their phone.
But so you had a frozen yogurt store?
Years ago on Melrose, yeah. Years and years
ago.
It was delivery.
20 years ago. Oh, very good.
I'm that old.
20 years ago.
You remember that?
No, you don't remember that. You saw it online.
I did. I totally saw it.
I'm like,
he's like,
God.
Holy
It wasn't that big back
I think
then.
I remember you. You came to the door and you delivered. I think you were a strawberry and chocolate large.
It was a unicycle. Yeah. He had a cooler on his hat.
Core muscles must be amazing.
It was just one that I would deliver every day. Just drive around.
You have to be within a block.
It's going to melt. Far, and in
More
July,
than that, forget it.
Yeah. Now, we were talking before the break. I had heard, I think it was on the news last night or something, they were talking about this app called String. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
You're not the techie guy.
I am the techie guy.
Okay.
What is it?
Tell him, because he's a techie guy, and he'll tell you if you're stoned.
I downloaded the app. It's
free. String. Okay.
And supposedly, like, it's in the early stages, but you can go to the website that's affiliated with this app, point your phone at one of their pictures on the screen, and it's like augmented reality.
Yeah. I like it.
That you point it, like if you point at the dragon on the screen, the dragon sort of appears and like
in the room.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
I tried during break, but it's a whole.
Well, you have to sign up or something.
Yeah, it's like enter all your
How
address.
How in the world? You mean? On the screen, it puts you with the dragon. It's like that Zelig kind of like, hey, look,
no,
I'm with the dragon.
The way they were talking about it was like, and this could lead to if you were shopping online and you. Point your phone at the couch. The couch could kind of come in the room. You can go to, oh, it's.
I think you're right. I think it's like what JJ came out with his app.
Action movie,
where it's like you can put you inside of like a helicopter crashes on you or something like
Why
that.
Why would anyone do that to themselves?
But if you don't have Action Movie.
All right, tell me.
You're the only one who doesn't. It's the greatest
badass.
App. Can I do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, keep
it's J.J. Abrams, and it's called what?
It's Action Movie.
Oh, it's so good.
And
outside of Yowza, it's the best app you can buy.
Okay. You can take a video of you and then put you inside scenes inside this
and
app.
And you can just take your phone.
Yeah. And so you'll be inside scene, and you can be doing this or
whatever. So now you take a little video. Okay. Right. So I'm going to start here. right? You're going to love I can't believe you
okay,
never
I'm
you're
freak out.
You know what?
All
this is what it's all about for being a parent for me. Like, my kids, they're so like, much they don't know.
Yeah, they're like,
look at your face right now. I'm so excited for you. I love this. You're discovering this. Okay. So now we're videotaping. Here we are.
Do we move at all?
No, you just sit right
all of a sudden,
there.
I feel like
don't
my
move,
mom.
You're messing up.
You're in big trouble, my friend. Okay, so now rip around.
Oh, my God.
All right,
okay.
Ready? Okay, so now it's taking that video, and it's layering a special effect over it.
Okay.
Okay.
Like a. Can you do a diffuse glow and a good lighting on me?
I didn't give Yowza this much of a plug.
I know.
Seriously, JJ,
well,
you owe me, dude.
You owe him.
He's like, no, don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's going to be us being like in a twister of coupons.
Right.
Exactly. Yowza coupon deals.
That's right. Oh, I'm saving too much money. Yowza. Okay, ready? Okay, now watch this video I made.
Okay. All right.
Oh!
Whoa!
I just got blown up by a missile.
Oh, my God. The whole
thing just got blown up. I haven't even seen it yet.
Whole show thing show was it on, to the camera.
Was
there,
on
there's your
fire.
Camera. See?
Oh, my God.
Now, my kids, okay. Every kids all over the world are downloading this and creating these little movies. It's not just a missile, it's a helicopter crash, it's a car cutting you off. There's so many cool effects. And then you can buy a new effect,
yeah.
Or a new package or whatever.
It's
so
brilliant.
So yeah. Smart. So
I'm
fun.
Guessing that's what you got with String. It's like
no, so let me just talk about augmented reality because that okay. Is going to be – but again, that's a game. It's like I don't want to do that to save money. Go to their website or whatever. But what we did is with Yowza, and we just haven't put it on and we're probably not going to, you can hold your phone up to a mall and it'll show you an x-ray vision of, oh, look, Big Five Sporting Goods has – 10% off, and while you're in your car at the mall, you can look.
What?
Based
oh, my
on,
God.
So think about it. Based on the geotagging of where these stores are in the mall, you're like, oh, Starbucks. Like, if you go to LAX now.
So the kiosk will be gone about where stuff is. You just hold your phone up and go, hey, it's this
yeah.
Guy.
Yeah, I mean, literally, it's like just in the morning, wake and
now,
bake,
do I
and find your deals.
Do I download Yowza mobile coupons or Yowza itself?
Either one, but Yowza mobile coupons.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's, you know... I don't know if that's a, like it's is it a, is that a practical version of augmented reality? Is it, you know? I think the porn industry is going to get a hold of it and it's over. You know, they ruin everything.
Right. Look, that penis is right here in the room.
Well, that's what we were talking about earlier. Is that Nokia has patented an ink that is has like iron in it, ferromagnetic ink, and once you get the tattoo, when your phone rings, your tattoo will vibrate and alert you that you have a call.
That's bizarre.
So that's weird.
And then these guys from the Netherlands developed this box that goes on your arm. It's a prototype, but it's on your arm. And so anytime someone pokes you on Facebook, it actually physically pokes you.
Which I don't even, we were talking about. How thinking, we don't even understand the poke thing anyway.
But seriously, this is like the beginning. This is like
isn't this
I said,
what they
the
talk about in the Bible, though? Like the stuff that's going to happen that's bad?
I'm looking for the virtual glory hole.
Oh.
Can you imagine when I just walk up to my monitor and just be like, oh, yeah, this is great.
I dipped my penis in ink this morning. Wait, hold
call
on.
Me.
I'm getting a fax. Hold on.
getting a fax. Yeah. We have virtual glory holes. Is anyone still faxing?
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. Pager.
Remember the pager? Pager.
Oh, my God. Things are moving too quickly for me.
It really is. I mean, it is moving too quickly. I cannot keep up.
Right. I know.
With the technology the
that's
way it's going.
That's ridiculous. An ink that actually will move and
do- and it says that you can...
customize
through
it.
Magnetic waves, and so it can be adjusted. It's like, you know, ring tones for people alert you who it is that's calling. It could be a different sensation. So it could be like a little dull tingling to like... It starts itching if like your
depending
mother-in-law's calling.
Oh,
it's like, oh, it's itching. It's my mother-in-law.
Like,
that's
oh,
hilarious.
I'm letting it go to voicemail.
Yeah, exactly. Mike Tyson would be like, oh, God.
888-520-HF-SHOW is the number. We have Greg Grunberg on the show with us today. Here's some emails coming in. show@HeidiandFrank.com says, your guest should have a show on your network, Frank. He is awesome.
Aww.
They love you. Everywhere you go, people love you, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love you guys. Grunny.
So right now, coming up next, you do have another job because you do have your band.
Yes, band from TV.
Band from TV. And what do you do in the band?
So I play the drums.
Oh, yeah?
And Hugh Laurie's on keyboards, Terry Hatcher, Wayne Brady's joining us. We've raised millions.
James Denton,
Bob Guinea, Scott Grimes, Adrian Pastar, Jesse Spencer from House is on fiddle.
Is there anybody who's just like on a tambourine and they're just in it?
No, Anthony Ruiz Vivar, who was on Third Watch for a while, he's on percussion and he kicks ass.
Really?
But you know what? If somebody wants to join and they're a big name and they have a charity that they support, come cowbell, baby. I don't really care.
More
it's
cowbell.
All about raising all money charity. For charity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've raised millions. So banfromtv.org. Check it out. Hire us if you're a corporation. I mean, it's all the money, all the proceeds go to, outside of, you know, the bongs that we buy, all the money goes to our charities. And it's been a good thing.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
And how long you play drums?
I don't know what this is. Am I making pasta or smoking out of a bong? Yeah. You can tell I don't smoke pot.
Yeah.
He's stirring that bowl.
Exactly. 6 years.
6 years. So you started late in life.
Oh, playing the drums? Yeah. I've been playing the drums since I was 13.
Oh, okay.
So 7 years.
So he is a musical expert. So we do have a musical expert on the show with us. We have a little segment coming up called Stay or Go, and the band is on the phone waiting to get on. So we're taking a quick break and come right back with Greg Grunberg and Should I Stay or Should I Go? 888-520-HF Show. We're Heidi and Frank.